This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got my little audio piece fixed here. I was like really straining to hear the callers, but I could hear them. Got that fixed. Thank God. And these little flimsy wires, they just break after a few months. And then it's like suddenly the earpieces all go bad and just pieces of junk. But side issue. We were just talking to Eric. Eric, I appreciate your call. We're going to go to some other callers here now. I just talked to Ted Nugent during the break. He's going to come on tomorrow, and then we're going to air the hour-plus interview I did with him that's very powerful. I thought he was really on fire. So the antidote to the globalist assault on the Second Amendment, Uncle Ted tomorrow, and but still a lot of the show will still be live. He'll be online, and then we'll air the taped interview that Harrison and Dew and all of them put together, doing a great job, and then we're going to continue with phone calls and things. Right now, I want to go to Adam in New York, then Jeff, Sam, Jarrett, Cameron, and others. Adam, thank you for holding and putting up with me. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. So three things really quick. I have this theory about Trump. I want to run past you and see what you think about it. I want to tell you about upcoming gun rallies coming up this month. And then I also wanted to plug for you, if you allow.
Sure. Go ahead, brother. Thanks.
All right. So this theory I've had about Trump for a while. We know Trump is a brilliant strategist with all the 4D chess and everything. But with this latest masterstroke that he just pulled, I think my theory is true. I think that Bruce Wayne is not Batman. Donald Trump is Batman. I'm not talking goofy, campy Adam West Batman. I'm talking Frank Miller, GD Batman, who always got contingency plan and kicks back, Superman's butt on the regular.
Well, I mean, yeah, he is from Gotham, too.
Also, I wanted to just really quick, I see upcoming of this group I don't know about. They're called the National Constitutional Coalition of Patriotic Americans. They're trying to get gun rallies going in every state capital.
Yeah, well, I don't know who they are, but I support it. We need to just get out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be April 14th at every state capital, so I'm planning on going to one here in New York. And then last
no, I agree, and on Patriots Day, too. I don't care if it's one person, but it'll be more than that. People then see that more come out. Everybody should go to their state capitals, and it doesn't matter if mainstream media doesn't cover you. Stream it on YouTube. Stream it on Facebook. Put it on local TV, you know, whatever. Just get involved. We've got to get moving here. But listen, was it a masterstroke by Trump trying to sound political and baiting the left to come out with what they really wanted, or was it them being a bunch of arrogant idiots? Because, you know, they always go, oh, just be reasonable. Just don't let kids die. And then it's always the police stand down in a liberal city and some Prozac head kills people. And it's still incredibly rare. I'm not saying it's not horrible, but it's like the federal numbers vary. It's never more than 50. It's like 37, 48. It's less than 50 kids a year get shot in mass shootings. And that's too many. But it's still incredibly rare. And most of it's gangbangers killing each other. What do you think?
I agree. I think it's a little bit of both. And it's interesting. Yesterday I was watching the show, and about 20 minutes, half hour before Paul was on talking about how they're trying to walk stuff back, I started noticing on social media these articles saying, oh, maybe it's not a good idea we repeal the Second Amendment. And then people in the comment section saying, oh, you know, we can't be this radical. This is too far, calling for the repeal and saying,
exactly.
Oh,
they're like, hey, guys, don't tell them we're going to hang them up by their toes and slit their throats. Exactly. Let me tell you something. They got a bunch of camp followers and cowards and idiots and mental patients as their minions. But when you get mid-level Democrat, they are craven, cowardly, evil parasites. And I've had them threaten me and go, of course we're evil. Of course we're running scams. Of course we own guns. It's like Al Sharpton's brother just got arrested one day after his anti-gun march, shooting a woman in the head twice in a drive-by, reportedly. I mean, you know, it's like, of course some gang-banging thug wants your guns. Great points. God bless you. We'll be back with more phone calls, and then we've got a victim of Islamic terror joining us. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Shazia Hobbs joins us for the next 30 minutes, then we'll continue with your phone calls. We've got another special guest joining us from the UK as well, who's been banned from Twitter today, Mr. Robbins. But Ms. Hobbs is the daughter of a Pakistani Muslim father and Scottish Catholic mother, born in Glasgow, Scotland, and raised in a polygamous home. She was forced into marriage when she was 18 years old. She left after almost 3 years of hell, the only time in her life when she thought of suicide. She has disavowed by her father and the entire Pakistani community for leaving the marriage. She was volunteered and worked for BME charities and raising awareness and helping women who suffer like she did is something she is very passionate about. She now writes at Alt News Media about her biggest passion to raise awareness about the abuse of Muslim children by Muslim men. And again, she is at Alt News Media, altnewsmedia.net. And so, Ms. Hobbs, thank you so much for joining us. I think you should start with your own story. And then the big story I've got here, we should probably pull the clip up. I forgot to tell the crew. That's my fault. Most of the time, I'm mad at the crew. I'm frustrated with myself because I'm supposed to plan this out as the main producer. Khan was here a week and a half ago, the Islamic mayor, who's banning women in swimsuit ads in London on buses. I mean, it's just incredible. Protecting all these Islamists coming in. And he used one of her tweets about do something about genital mutilation, knowing Trendies in Austin wouldn't even know about that. And going, look, I'm being threatened with my genitals being cut off. And then she got banned off Twitter. So Tommy Robinson just got banned today. This is a giant purge, and you keep doing it until they think we're just going to give up. London Mayor Sadiq Khan calls for Silicon Valley to end free speech. So, Shazia, thank you so much for joining us. I've followed you. I'm already aware of you. You're very polite. You're very nice. You're very well-spoken. You just are politely asking the mayor to lead a campaign on female genital mutilation. And then the left bans you and hates you, and Linda Sorcer says it doesn't matter. She said the women not wearing hijabs and wanting to be able to be free in Iran are evil and should shut up. I mean, how did the left embrace the most orthodox oppressive forms of Islam? We'll get to that, but first, you've got the floor. Your story, your awakening, what it's like inside Islam, so that other women, you know, who hear it's the ultimate feminist thing to get on a plane to Saudi Arabia and, you know, get chained up against the wall for 10 years. I mean, they're being told this is the sacrament of the left. This is Gloria Steinem's ambrosia. How did this warp thing happen? Is this Stockholm syndrome? Is it a form of the left wanting to cuck women? What's happening?
I'm not really too sure what's happening. These women live in the West, and a lot of them will be free. You know, they have the freedoms in the West. But there are just as many women that live in the West that don't have freedom. I was forced into a marriage when I was 18. It's the only time in my life where I have really seriously contemplated suicide. It's just, you know, it's awful. It's like to be forced to marry a man that you don't love, you don't have anything in common with, and then to have the Mayor of London, that he has a platform, he could be he claims to be a feminist, he could be the voice for so many women that he knows that are forced into marriage in his community, taken out of school, not allowed to complete their education, forced to marry, you know, a life of misery, a life of making chapatis and making babies.
And I mean, this is the true slavery that women claim ultra-leftists, that any patriarchy is. Is this not slavery? I mean, making you marry, I mean, some women as young as 12, 13, 10, the Prophet Muhammad, a 9-year-old. I mean, this is Pakistan. Turkey's trying to legalize sex with 9-year-old girls. I mean, it's beyond even enslavement. It's pedophilia.
Mm-hmm. And for some strange reason, they won't, you know, we don't have feminists marching in their thousands. We'll have them march in the UK because they don't want Trump to come and visit. They'll take to the streets for that. But for women that are forced into marriage, we have a law in the UK now that it's illegal to force your child into a marriage. So where are they protesting for this?
Well, I mean, you deal with just the abuse of children, period, under Islam, and the beating of, you know, people severely, public torture, you name it. But specifically on the sexual mutilization or women being mutilated when they're babies, the left makes jokes about this. They make jokes about women being sold on slave blocks after Hillary liberated Libya. What can you testify to, folks, goes on inside Islam with young girls, babies, and Khan spinning it as if you saying please stop mutilation was some type of threat on him?
Mm-hmm. You know, he read out a few different tweets as well. He read out one where he said that somebody called him a sparrow. I don't see anything hateful about that at all. He read out another one that somebody had called him a pigeon. And then he read out the tweet that I asked, you know, I asked him, will the full force of the law be brought down on parents who mutilate their daughter's vaginas? And he read that out as a hate speech, which is just absolute nonsense.
So saying don't mutilate little girls is the act of hate. No, you're trying to lovingly stop it, but they transmute it like alchemy. That just sounds hateful. About stand up for little girls' vaginas. He knows Western audiences may not know, so it just sounds hateful. No, he knows full well.
Mm-hmm. We don't have an exact number of how many girls have been cut in the UK. They reckon that they estimate the figure at 137,000. We have FGM clinics open to deal with the aftermath. We have a zero tolerance day for FGM. We have BME charities that are given funding. But we have not one single parent that has been punished. It's child abuse. You know, if I beat my daughter.
Sure. Well, I can see there's one argument for circumcision, another against. I think people should be able to choose it because there's evidence that it is arcane and bad. But with women, they're not even saying it's for a health issue. They say, so a woman can have pleasure later in life cutting their clitoris off. That's for documentary purposes, folks. So this is an adult show, children's show, but people need to be educated. It's an informational show. I mean, that is serious, serious, serious abuse. There is not even an argument for medical reasons.
There's none. There's absolutely no reason. There's no reason for male circumcision either. You know, we're cutting healthy babies for no reason but to please men, you know, because...
Sure, it's a priest class wanting to be over and controlling procreation. I mean, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying, with that, they claim there's a medical issue. But but under Islam, they just say women shouldn't have pleasure. So they're not even saying it's medical, is my point.
Yeah, they don't want women to be promiscuous, you know. So we made it illegal in 1985 in the UK. We never, ever should have had a special law for FGM. It's child abuse. And it's just completely wrong.
Why do you think Khan misrepresented you and demonized you and sided with millions of little girls having their genitals cut off?
I have no idea, honestly. I really don't know why. I can't understand how he could stand there. Like, how can he stand there and read that out and think that people are going to believe it's hate speech? Like, it's really
bad. That's what the left does. They just misrepresent what we say. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, I want to go to break because I've been asking the questions. You're a great lady. You have a lot of courage, and you've been leading international movement to do this. You've been banned, I know, and blocked on Twitter. I want to talk about that, and I know they brought you back up after you got attention to this, but people can follow you there on Twitter, and we'll tell folks about that on the other side. But we need to really get in the face of fake feminists because they're not just giving Islam a pass. They are actively acting like it is the best thing on earth, but the West is bad. And that really boils my blood. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, newswars.com. Please spread that link. They hope you don't. The globalists are trying to censor us just like they're censoring her.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Sadiq Khan calling for an end of the First Amendment, dubbing it hate speech at South by Southwest. The head of YouTube came and gave the same speech. And I got a big stack of articles calling for me to be banned today. I mean, this is the real tyranny we're witnessing here in the U.S. and worldwide, but humanity is awakening. And here is Sadiq Khan reading Shazia Hobbs' tweet out of context, like he's being harassed when she's calling for him to speak out and be a spokesperson as the Islamic mayor of London against sexual mutilation of little girls. So here it is.
If you use a knife to mutilate your daughter's vagina, will the full force of the law be brought down on you? Asking for a Muslim, let's work together to end this hate.
So if you point out that almost all the girls in Pakistan, you name it, now it's happening to tens of thousands in England, sexual grooming. They spin it. They don't address what they're doing. Like David Hogg, we're going to ban your guns. You know, we're coming at the Second Amendment. You're shaking in fear. Okay, well, I think that's pretty Hitlerian. Oh, my God, you just talked bad about a child. I want to ban you. You're hateful. It's like, man, they're drama queens while they're trying to get our rights. Show Shazia Hobbs. What was it like going under Islam? What have you witnessed? The grooming, all the things. Why is the left allied with Islam? You know, you're leading this worldwide movement. You're being blocked and banned. You were banned on Twitter for a while. You're back. Tell folks how people can follow you on Twitter. I mean, let's talk about the censorship.
I think my first ban was last summer. And most of the things that I tweet about, you know, we obviously have a problem with hate gangs in the UK, but the forgotten victims are Muslim children. Nobody really speaks about the Muslim children that are raped by Muslim men. So I would tweet about that quite a lot, and I would get, obviously, mass reported, and they suspended my account. And I've managed to, I keep coming back, because you can always come back to the suspension. And then I've got a 7-day ban the week that Sadiq Khan was in America and he read out the tweet. I was on a 7-day ban for saying that Muslim girls are anally raped by Muslim men, so they can still be virgins on their wedding night because virginity is, you know, such an honourable thing. You have to be a virgin on your wedding night. It's really strange that all these feminists and Sadiq Khan, like I had said earlier, who said that he's a feminist, and he knows that this goes on in our community, that the Pakistani community is not, or the Muslim community is not, you know, Muslim children aren't born with a special shield that protects them from paedophiles. And whenever you talk about this, you always get people saying, white men rape their kids, white men do this, white men do that, and, you know, the Catholic Church and Jimmy Savile, and we know, we talk about that, you know, and we're disgusted by it, so why can't we speak about the Muslim community? Why, whenever we want to speak about Muslim children and wanting to protect Muslim children, there's always this deflection that, you know, oh, look at what Christian, you know, if you're talking about Muslims, then talk about Christians, what they're doing to their children. But when we do talk about Christian paedophiles or the Catholic Church or football coaches or celebrities, you know, we had the hashtag MeToo, nobody then said Muslim men rape too. You're allowed to discuss that and you're allowed to talk about it. Nobody then says Muslim men do it too. It just seems to be when we talk about Muslims, you're not allowed to.
Well, that's it. We were just putting articles on screen. The New York Times put it in paragraph 12 that it was a gang of Muslim men that just stabbed an old woman to death by the Eiffel Tower. They will not say it. They fire police chiefs that admit that 90%+ of it is Islamic. It is true that some of the other gangs are now picking it up because no one ever put up with this treatment of women. I mean, you know, these type of crimes. Germany, headmaster tells mother of daughter bullied by Muslims to cover up her face with a hijab so she doesn't get beat up or raped. That's on Infowars.com. Islamic group asking U.S. residents if they're American citizens is white supremacy. That's CARE. New York Times waits 12 paragraphs before noting suspect in Jewish woman's murder is of North African origin. And it just goes on and on and on. Why do you think the left is so allied with the most radical forms of Islam?
I have no idea, honestly. I think they're brainwashed, you know. We see it here in the UK. So my little girl is at primary school. She's 10 years old. And they're taught at school that Islam is a religion of peace. And it's just a really small minority that gives Islam a bad name. So, you know, my daughter's not, she's not silly. She knows mum's an ex-Muslim and it's punishable by death. So they're taught in primary school that it's peaceful. They don't question it unless they have people like me or they, you know, they, lots, people just don't question it. People are quite happy to live their life in a bubble, live for the weekends, whether it's to watch their reality TVs or to go out drinking, socializing.
Well, that's it. The West has been so open and so free, and we're so free we're always trying to be better, that we automatically think something outside must be good and pure. And then it comes in, and it's like a virus we're not used to, and it wipes us out. I mean, I think that's what this is. And the globalists just want... Yeah, go ahead.
Being taught from primary school and then going to high school and being given the same message and then going to university and still being taught the same message. And then, you know, they become adults. And you see it in social media. You see white people that have no idea of what Islam is like. They've never... experienced it. They might have some nice Muslim neighbors. You know, it's not to say all Muslim people are bad.
So no, that's true, but they're using white guilt to then have Westerners accept any form of criminality or bizarre behavior because we don't want to say anything. Just like they knew in some towns 4,000 girls recruited, dozens being killed, and the police would do nothing because it was brown men grabbing little girls. And that's what this comes down to.
Yep, I think it's been going on since they arrived in the 60s. They didn't wake up one day in 1986 and decide to rape white girls. It's been going on since their arrival, and they just don't know how to deal with it. You know, Rochdale is one of the towns as well. I've just interviewed one of the dads from Rochdale for Alt News Media, and it's still going on. Rochdale is known the world over for all the wrong reasons. And it's not stopped. The girls are still being groomed. The girls are still being raped. And if you were to reverse that, you know, and if it was Muslim girls and it was gangs of Christian men grooming and raping them, Britain would be on fire. They would be rioting. So it's not just that it's the brown man that's doing it. There's a fear. There's when Salman Rushdie wrote his book and they rioted and they burnt his book and, you know, the army should have been brought in and these men should have been arrested.
Well, we got to go to break, but I want to do 5 more minutes with you talking about solutions and ideas. And I want to be clear. I don't want to just blame Muslims for this, because there's been periods in Islam where it wasn't like this in some areas where they've not done this. There is the pedophilia at the top of the British government that loves this. And I think that's the alliance, is that a lot of these police departments and other groups that's come out are like that the radical Muslims are there because it's giving them cover. And we know that a lot of people in the UK are working with the Muslims and going and having sex with these girls as well. So that's what this is. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it. which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you go to drudgereport.com, the number one website in the world, this independent patriot, we can put it up on screen for TV viewers. I'm going to get to that after we finish with our guests and your calls. You will notice that Bezos faces Trump's wrath, drops $40-plus billion today, and it's still dropping. I've got some of the latest stock market numbers we're going to get to here in a few minutes. Bezos did special deals with Bill Clinton and then Obama, where he gets $1.48 on every package. He gets a bunch of other stuff that's free. He gets to keep his money offshore. And he funds the Washington Post that calls me a snake oil salesman and is trying to shut down InfoWars for selling supplements. 18 of our supplements are brand named for Amazon and are their best sellers and are excellent, by the way. And we sell them for less. So it just to show what a fraud Bezos is. I'm not tax exempt. I don't get $1.48 on every package like he does. I don't, and then he's got the Washington Post trying to shut us down, trying to harass us, saying shut down InfoWars, trying to take our free speech. And he's selling the exact same stuff. I mean, just, he's a criminal in my view. And so I said this 2 weeks ago from my White House sources who are just mid-level, but they heard it, that Alex, don't worry. God, I was told don't worry about John McCain. He was diagnosed with brain cancer 2 weeks later. And I'm not laughing about that. The point is, it's just crazy. And I was told, you don't worry about Google and Facebook and Twitter. Just watch what happens to Amazon. That was a couple months ago. And then I've been sitting back, and now, boy, we're seeing it, aren't we? So let's show DrudgeReport.com's front page. Amazon faces the wrath of Trump. Stocks plunge. We're going to tell you the inside baseball on that. But, I mean, look. Bezos was given a chance. He's had four meetings with Trump that we know of. And he won't stop. He won't stop trying to overthrow the country and the First Amendment. And so, okay, you get what you want, brother. You get it now, don't you? They'll take you to zero if we have to. I have to say I'm enjoying this, though, because Bezos is the worst. I don't know. Zuckerberg, gosh, see how Zuckerberg thought they put out that Analytica story that would not let conservatives have access to databases and now blow up in their face. These guys just aren't as smart as they think they are. Yeah, Trump hates Amazon, not Facebook. That's right, because he knows who's in his business. Let me tell you something. Zuckerberg's got problems. Notice I harp on Bezos all day. Because Bezos is the problem. He's the jerk. And he's the guy funding the leftist CIA, the breakaway groups. I mean, he's lucky. He's lucky he's not in an orange jumpsuit right now. Because he is an arrogant cuss. Have you ever seen him? He stopped the tick he used to have in these earlier interviews where he goes, this goofy thing he does everywhere. And it's a total cover for a flaming psychopath, in my opinion. So you keep doing your stuff, BZ. But, I mean, why would you take on an American recovery? He could get even richer in this. He doesn't care. So going back to our guest, Shazia Hobbs, leading the worldwide movement to stop genital mutilation of women under Islam. We were getting into the grooming. We're getting into even London Telegraph says it's a national security issue that the royal family, all these elites have been caught connected to pedophilia. And I think that's why they're so allied with the worst elements of Islam. There's a lot of countries, you know, that weren't doing this to their women that are Islamic. Just because it's a smokescreen and a kind of mainlining and a creating a system of little girls that the pedophiles who aren't Islamic can come be part of. I think that's what's going on. Any other key points you want to make? We salute you, Ms. Hobbs, for the work you do and everything you do and your courage. I know you get death threats. You've been banned on Twitter before. Any other key points you want to make? And how do people support the work you're doing?
I don't ask for any money or anything like that. I just think, speak out if you see it, if you see, you know, young girls, because we know that they target them outside kebab shops. That's like one of the places, kebab workers, taxi drivers. And if you see something and you think it doesn't look right, you know, young girls, they're usually 12, 13, 14, hanging about with older men, Pakistani men, Muslim men, white men, you know, report it, do something, don't just ignore it.
Yeah, they're just setting up the same harems they always do. I mean, mom had had a 9-year-old in his harem, and that's liberal. I mean, Gloria Steinem likes that, I guess.
Yeah. I think, you know, what we were talking about earlier as well before the break, that the rot is right at the top. So it starts right at the top with our elite, the British elite, you know, whether it's your politicians, lawyers, judges, very, very high up, they rape children, white men. And it goes right down to the bottom, and it goes on to the online street grooming with the Pakistani Muslim men. And it just, you know, how do we stop it? How it's been allowed to go on for so long. And I think that we need to hold to account all of the children's safeguarding agencies, the police, you know, it's the more we hear about the rape gangs and the more we hear, you know, that the police were involved as well. So police are corrupt. Police are corrupt the world over. And I think, you know, we just need to revamp. It's like you are doing in America, draining the swamp, and we need to get rid of all, every single person that failed children in the UK in these rape gangs, social workers, the police.
That's right. We need to drain the pedophile swamp. Beautifully said. Well, please join us again if you're ever in Austin. I hear you're in Texas part of the time. We'd love to have you in studio. We'd love to support your work. Love to have you be an auxiliary reporter. You know, if you've got a particular trip you want to do or something you want to go investigate, I might, you know, try to finance that. You have a lot of courage with the work you've done and what you've gone through and the death threats. So we salute you and we thank you for the work you're doing. And we'll put up your Twitter, which was banned for a while. You're back now, so people can follow that right there for TV viewers. Again, that's Shazia Hobbs, at Shazia Hobbs. Shazia is Shazia Hobbs. And it's just really critical to stand up to this lady and not let her be suppressed. So we salute you and God bless you.
Thank you.
Powerful. All right. I'm going to come back and get into the whole Bezos thing briefly, and then I'm going to go to your calls. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, Cameron, Sham, Newman, Jeff, Deborah. Deborah's first when we come back. And we're going to probably get an exclusive pop in from Tommy Robinson, banned completely off Twitter, like Milo Yiannopoulos was. This is an incredible time to be alive, but I'll tell Bezos and all of you something. This is a two-way street. And I'm not arrogant. I don't know if I'm personally going to win this, but see, it's not about me personally winning. I realize this injustice is going on, and I realize the only reason I grew up somewhat free was because my forebears were tough and didn't get pushed around and stood up for decency. And all the Michael Moores and all the Gloria Steinems, everybody else has been covering up all this crap. You better know this. I know you're trash. I know you're filth. I know you're totally fake, psychopathic people that have written off humanity and think this is all cute and funny. And I'm sick of you moralizing and grandstanding about how you care about everybody when everything you do is pure stinking garbage. So I just want you to know. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the globalist Michael Moore, Lord Rothschild, the Rockefellers, all of them. Listen up. You hate everybody because you hate yourself. You're filth. You're garbage. So you want us to all exterminate ourselves and depopulate? I got an idea. How about you slit your own throat or jam some ice picks in your own eyes? How about you hang yourself tonight? Because if you want us to die, I say you need to die first.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. Your call's coming up. I'm going to co-host into the next hour, but I cannot believe the incredible White House information I'm given. And it's just been dead on accurate. In fact, I meant to mention this earlier before I get into Bezos and the fact that they're $40 billion down. And Axios breaks it down that he sees Bezos as his enemy. The Washington Post is a political weapon. He knows Bezos is funding leftist groups. Well, yeah, Bezos is probably behind the scenes doing more funding than Soros right now. And just because he does that whole fake nice guy act, just because one eye doesn't point the right direction, like a little magic trick, doesn't mean we got to roll over to Bezos. America built you, boy. And now you're getting all this free tax money, all this stuff. It's the end of the road. And this is definitely a message to Google and Facebook and everybody else. So, notice everything you guys does, everything you do blows up in your face. Like, oh, we're going to ban the Second Amendment. And like 3 days later, we didn't mean that. Stop. Oh, my. We're down 10 points in the polls or more. America doesn't like you. I don't like you either. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. No, seriously. This is just getting more and more insane. Just stop it. But see, America's the big bear or the moose that the hunters want to mount. It's like the elephant. If we could just get America and run it, we'd stop trying to run it. Love it. Turn it loose. Ride it. Ride it. Like Trump wants to do. Don't try to get a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see. There won't be much left of me when you're few with me. Now, let's get serious here. because I want to hit this and then move on to your calls. We are at a historic crossroads. And it's up to all of us to stay politically active and not let their intimidation get to us. People go, well, if I speak out, I'll get sued like you or I'll get demonized. We're not trying to personally always worry about ourselves. Because if we don't stop worrying, we will lose everything. You ever figure that out? See, it's a paradox of my extreme selfishness. Acting like cowards and rolling over to any pressure is what creates slavery. It's what creates entropy. It's what creates stagnation. It's what creates Venezuela or North Korea. You don't want that. You want real change. You want real debate. You want real diversity. Globalism is not diversity. It's centralized brainwashing and a bunch of groups played off against each other. And so it's a process. And we've got Jeff Bezos waging a war against free speech, waging a war against America, waging a war against our recovery. You've got Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs. Notice he's out. He was tweeting 6 months ago, America will never recover, and laughing. I'm surprised he didn't get cement shoes for that type of stuff. And I'm not into that. But, I mean, when you're trying to destroy a country and betting against it with a Chinese communist who don't care about their people and sell Christians' organs, you've signed on to some evil stuff. So I'm not going to cry behind the barn at night if something happens to you. And I'm not threatening anybody. I'm saying you guys don't get that a free country gives you an atmosphere to be free and do stuff, and that getting rid of the atmosphere because you want to dominate people is short term, it will end up eating you in the end. People have chivalry because they didn't want their wives and children being targeted. You guys go, let's just get rid of chivalry and start targeting people's wives and children until it happens to you, idiot. What, you don't think we don't know how to go after your wives and children? Or that we're scared to? You moron! You idiot! We have rules! It's called civilization, fool! Because if men want to kill each other for power, that's one thing. But why not leave the infrastructure? But see, you got an anti-human bent, so you don't like seeing infrastructure because you don't like competition. People like Bezos sees your good-looking wife, your good-looking husband, your nice family, you're upwardly mobile, you don't need him, and he feels bad. He wants to run you. He wants to break you because he's a fallen bad person. He is a piece of crap. He is cancer. So is Zuckerberg. So are these other people. And they got to be dealt with, and dealt with strongly. So, you want to fight? Better believe you got one, jackasses. And if you don't think Trump doesn't have a bunch of other stuff up his sleeve, that's why they've been so scared. He just tried to get them to roll over and become even richer. They don't want you to have any of the money. All these globalists want you poor. They don't want to share any of it. They don't think your wealth makes them richer. They're idiots. They fundamentally are missing something, which allows them to get into positions of power. But just like, again, cancer can take over the body because it isn't in symbiosis. It isn't working with everybody else. It isn't 360. It isn't non-zero-sum game. It's not harmonic. It's not connected. It's not balanced. It's bad. It's evil. It's filthy. It smells. It doesn't work. It brings you failure of the general species and everything around us, like China. So Trump hates Amazon, not Facebook. No, he's just going after Facebook later. Oh, Axios. They knew that Politico was discredited. So now they're Axios. Oh, it doesn't sound establishment. It's Axios. They're going to tell me how it works. Oh, Axios, tell me. Do you remember on March 8th, it got published on March 9th, that is almost 3 weeks ago, I said I talked to sources and that Kim Jong-un had already agreed to the framework of giving up the nukes and everything else before Trump even agrees to meet with him. That may mean he still may try to back out, but they already have an agreement before this happened. What was then announced today, CNBC? China claims Kim Jong-un has agreed to denuclearize Korean Peninsula and has already agreed to all of the requests, but they want an economic package and a plan to merge the North and South in the next 10 years. You got the news 3 weeks before because I got it directly because they know we're under attack and we get little pieces of news so that folks don't know we're for real. So, next week's, next month's news today, here's a clip from back in March 9th. It's on InfoWars.com where we laid it all out for you and now it's all confirmed. Here it is. Another 10 minutes breaking them down. So, there you go. We're going to go to break, come back to your phone calls. Deborah, I'm going right to you. Jeff, Sam, Cameron. But you know what? I have this new rule. You hold an hour, you get a free T-shirt. So it's hard for the crew to do it, but please get their names and numbers. Let them, you know, tell us what T-shirt they want or have the crew call them. And it's a free T-shirt or a free bottle of Brain Force. That's 50% off right now. And we appreciate you holding so long. But I did get 8 or 9 calls earlier, and I'm trying to get calls in every day, and at least I've made that promise come true. Just so much news to get to. And you know, I'm not vindictive against Bezos. He's this sociopath, grew up in America, a fake liberal, a psychopath, and he thinks everybody doesn't see what he's doing. And then finally they're getting the fact that we're coming after him. And then I'm sorry. You're like this twisted, weird beta alpha male, and you've got to mount our heads on the walls to feel big. It's just, you can't, Bezos. You can't. And I told everybody I know, yeah, you may find 5-10% ordering something from somebody direct, but my God, you build your whole future. And you'll go, well, why are you on Amazon? Because then we can't stop the counterfeits from being on it. We don't promote the fact we sell stuff on Amazon. We're just there contractually so we can control our goods on there. InfoWarsStore.com is where you get it. 50% off. On the Real Red Pill. It's amazing. It goes great with Brain Force. That's 50% off. They're both 50% off by themselves. Get them together, they're 50% off, but you get free shipping on top of it. It is the Mind and Body Challenge Pack. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And no reviews yet if we just launched this, especially yesterday. But Brain Force may even sell out by next week. So I don't know how long the special can run, and your purchase makes it all possible. So when you're at InfoWarsStore.com, check out the thousands of other great items, because unlike Bezos, we're rooting for America and free market and a future. We're not a transhumanist globalist allied with China and everybody else. They call us schmucks, by the way, because of that. They think I'm an idiot.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria.